Mueller report, leftists, never Trumpers claim P-tape is real based on misleading screenshot. By Joshua Kaplan on April 18, 2019. Several leftists and anti-Trumpers on Thursday cited a misleading screenshot of special counsel Robert Mueller's report to affirm the existence of the alleged PP blackmail tape from the unverified dossier authored by former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele. The purported comprising footage is said to show President Trump watching two prostitutes pee on a bed inside the presidential suite at Moscow's Ritz-Carlton Hotel in 2013. The alleged incident is believed to have occurred during a visit to Russia to attend the Miss Universe pageant. According to a footnote in Mueller's report, longtime Trump lawyer Michael Cohen was sent a text message from Russian businessman Georgi Ritskalaje in October 2016, saying, "Stopped flow of tapes from Russia but not sure if there's anything else. Just so you know." The footnote continues on the next page, where Mueller's report then concedes that Ritskalaje told investigators that any alleged tapes were fake, to his knowledge. Ritskalaje said tapes referred to compromising tapes of Trump rumored to be held by persons associated with the Russian real estate conglomerate Crocus Group, which had helped host the 2013 Miss Universe pageant in Russia. Cohen said he spoke to Trump about the issue after receiving the texts from Ritskalaje. Ritskalaje said he was told the tapes were fake, but he did not communicate that to Cohen. Emphasis added. Although the report cites Ritskalaje calling the alleged footage fake, this did not stop journalists, pundits, and other verified media figures from deceptively sharing only the first part of the reports except. Those who shared the misleading passage include MSNBC producer Kyle Griffin, Ellen producer Andy Lassner, Daily Beast contributor Rick Wilson, and former Hillary Clinton staffer Zach Podkonis. One notable verified reporter duped by the fake screenshot is Mike Semele Singer, whose biggest claim to fame is previously generating one of the most embarrassing hoax scoops of the Trump-Russia media frenzy. In July 2018, Singer falsely assumed a photo showed Russian national Maria Butina, who is being prosecuted for alleged spying, inside the White House. After the humiliating episode, she continued contributing to Mike through November 2018 and now writes for David Brock's ShareBlue. Bloomberg's live blog of the Mueller report's release fails to include the part in which the tapes are referred to as fake. The media outlet's congressional reporter Billy House wrote, "The report mentions alleged compromising tapes of Trump conduct while on a 2013 trip to Moscow. During the 2016 presidential campaign, a similar claim may have reached candidate Trump. On October 30, 2016, Michael Cohen received a text from Russian businessman Georgi Ritskalaje that said, "Stopped flow of tapes from Russia but not sure if there's anything else. Just so you know, October 30, 2016 text message, Ritskalaje to Cohen." Ritskalaje said tapes referred to compromising tapes of Trump rumored to be held by persons associated with the Russian real estate conglomerate Crocus Group. The Justice Department on Thursday released the long-awaited report by Mueller, which specifies the two-year investigation and details that the team found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia before the 2016 election. The report, in total, is 448 pages long. It describes in detail how the Russian GRU intelligence unit hacked campaign emails of Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, which were subsequently leaked by WikiLeaks. It also specifies there were some links between Russia and the Trump campaign. Attorney General William Barr previewed the report immediately before its release, emphasizing there was no cooperation. Echoing the summary he gave last month, Barr said the investigation found the Russian Internet Research Agency spread disinformation on social media designed to provoke and amplify political and social discord in the United States. Barr released the report to high-ranking members of Congress and then the public. Further, he said no Americans colluded with Russians to sway the election. On the issue of whether President Trump obstructed justice in any way, the report said it couldn't clear him. It identifies 10 episodes where the president possibly could have obstructed justice. In response to the report, President Trump tweeted a meme that said, "Game over," in a style from the HBO drama Game of Thrones. The UPI contributed to this report.